Well, I have a very serious announcement for all of you. It has been noticed by the priests that an announcement about appropriate dress is needed in our chapel. Men and women, boys and girls, are to appear in church properly dressed, for we are in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, and our outward appearance mirrors our interior dispositions. It should not be necessary for me to make an announcement to you about what is necessary and what is appropriate dress, but apparently, because of the attraction of the world, because of the latest fads and fashions of which we should take no part, but apparently we need to make an announcement because people have become insensitive to what they should be very sensitive. And therefore, the requirements for dress are as follows. For men, dress slacks, that is, no shorts, no jeans, no cargo pants, no pants that you would wear to a picnic or to a ball game, but dress pants, for you dress up to go to work, no doubt, you who work in offices. And therefore, we are here in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. So, gentlemen, you should have on dress slacks. You should have on a dress shirt, that is, a shirt that buttons. No polo shirts, no t-shirts, no golf shirts, but a dress shirt. All those other shirts are appropriate for picnics, but not for church. One should have on a tie to appear before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. A tie shows a certain amount of dress and a certain amount of culture. And therefore, gentlemen, especially fathers, you should have on a tie. And now that the weather is getting cooler, to also have on a sport coat. So, in a word, gentlemen, you should dress as though you were coming to see the King of Kings. You would dress up if you went to someone's, to a dignitary, and invited to a banquet at that dignitary's place, or if you went to a very fancy restaurant, they would turn you away at the door if you had not on a tie or a sport coat. Well, we are here where our Lord provides for us the banquet of banquets, Himself in the Blessed Sacrament. So, gentlemen, you should appear here appropriately dressed. Ladies, you should have on a dress or a skirt that covers the knees when seated. Now, that doesn't mean covering just the top of the leg. That means covering the knee, the kneecap, when you are seated. Loose-fitting dresses and skirts. If one cannot genuflect and touch the knee to the ground because of the tightness of the skirt or the dress, then it is inappropriate. A blouse with a top that has sleeves. If it is a short sleeve on the dress, on the blouse, then the sleeve is to reach at least halfway between the elbow and the shoulder. These little cap sleeves on certain fads and fashions today are not appropriate. It's a t-shirt with a little cap. They are not appropriate in church. T-shirts should have no part here in the church before our Lord. The lowest part in the front of the blouse should not be lower than 3 fingers below the base of the neck. That is comparable to approximately 2 fingers from the collarbone. They are to be loose fitting. As I say, the new style of wearing a size that is one size or two sizes smaller than what is appropriate is unbecoming dress. No flip-flops. If you hear one flip-flopping back to their pew or flip-flopping into the church, flip-flops are not appropriate in church. They are appropriate for a picnic. They're appropriate for outside. But not in the church before Almighty God. For those mothers to be, clothing should be modest and feminine. It should be loose-fitting, a sign of the beauty of a mother-to-be. Women should not wear clothing that is tight or revealing, and should never, ever approach the communion rail. If someone is inappropriately attired, let me read the instruction to you out of Father Davis's Moral and Pastoral Theology, 1946. There is a decree given by Pope Pius XII in 1930, and it was a Roman instruction on female dress. And this is what it says. Parish priests, most of all, and preachers should, on occasion, address words of severe admonition to women that they should employ dress that bespeaks modesty and serves as an ornament and a safeguard of their virtue, and should warn parents not to allow their daughters to wear unbecoming attire. Then he goes on. He says, very emphatically, girls and women who dress unbecomingly are to be refused Holy Communion. And why? Because it is our Lord who they are receiving. Parents, someday you will be asked by Almighty God, and you will be held accountable for whether you have instructed your children, men and boys, boys and girls, whether you have instructed your children in proper modesty, especially in the world in which we live today. Parents, it's your duty to make sure your sons leave the house with a tie and a shirt, a dress shirt, and appropriate pants. If you cannot afford a tie for your children, if you cannot afford dress shoes for your children, let me know, for I will be glad to provide them for you. You, my dear faithful, are here in the presence of the King of Kings. You are here for the edification of your neighbor, not only here in church, but also in public. You are here to be for the edification of your neighbor, not an occasion of sin for your neighbor. Parents, take heed. Take heed of the admonitions. Both men and women, make corresponding amendments if necessary in your own attire. And if there is anyone who is improperly dressed, refrain from coming to the communion rail, because if you come to the communion rail, you will force the priest to refuse you Holy Communion. Be aware. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and it should be adorned properly.